certainly, it's certainly an entertaining spectacle, but what's your take on it from an EC perspective?
Another frustrating day, isn't it? You know, I mean, at home, I think we've got to start working on the training ground, how to play against 10 men. Because obviously we just showed again today that we can't. And listen, I could have gone in there ranting and raving, absolute shouting, throwing things. What you get out of that, I don't know. I felt like doing that. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. Again, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. But if we can't defend as a team, we're not going to win football matches, are we? You know, simple as that. And, you know, we've been in and out of sit down. It's obviously down to me where I change things in terms, not just personnel, but shape. But I am a big believer it's not about shapes, it's about players and taking responsibility. And I thought today we didn't take responsibility at certain times. And our decision making, not just today, over the season as a whole, has let us down. And, you know, we've got to cut that out. We've got to start doing things better. And the energy levels, yeah. We're good again, you know. We had a go, and the pitch is difficult. You know, they're a younger team than us. They've got energy. You know, change it around a little bit themselves in terms of personnel. Give them some credit again, which we always do. But ultimately, it's down to us, and we've got to start winning football matches. And if we don't defend properly, we're not going to win football matches. And it's simple as that. And for the amount of experience we've got in the dressing room, you know, these things shouldn't happen. So I'm disappointed, but I set out to get 2 points a game from Dagenham. We now need to win Monday, and we've achieved that in four games. But we put that extra little bit of pressure ourselves on Monday now, haven't we, at Torquay, to go and win. But we have to win. And then the next target is to beat Guys here. That gives us 11 points, and I'll have taken that. So win away, draw at home. We simply, you know, are we going to do it that way? We certainly need to win on Monday. It's going to be a tough game.
Are you expecting a busy January then to come?
Well, we'll wait and see, because I've spoken to Hilly and the chairman. We're certainly not just going to go and sign players willy-nilly when, you know, we could get to the stage of the season. There's not much to play for. We're not going to waste money at the end of the day. But we have still got something to play for at the moment. You know, I still say, you know, 2 points a game, that will get us to 70 points. Is that enough? Probably not, but you don't know. But all, you know, people might think I'm being crazy the way I'm talking, but that's the targets you've got to have, and we have to have targets, and my target was 2 points a game. So that's not unthinkable by winning on Monday, and that's what we've got to do.
But Sam Matthews and Callum Howe, because I understand their loan's coming to an end in January, what's the situation as far as extending that is concerned?
We haven't had a conversation yet. We'll wait until, because of the busy period, we'll wait until Monday and we'll have a conversation with the players and obviously with Rich and decide on what we can do and what we want to do in terms of whether we keep them or they go back or whatever, you know. So we haven't had a conversation just yet. It's because it's a busy period. It's something that we need to address leading up to the Guiseley game.
And Graham Stack and Paul McCallum, what's the situation there with their two injuries today?
Well, I might be frank, they'll both be out Monday. They're injured. Stacky's done his groin. We knew about Stacky a little bit because, you see, we have Roscoe on the bench. And I'm glad I did, because he felt a little bit yesterday. So we put Roscoe on there. Unfortunately, he's got a problem with his groin. So Stacks will come out, which is a shame. But, you know, with Roscoe, we've got that experience. You know, he knows his job. So it's like-for-like replacement. Paul looks like he's done something in the groin area again. We're not 100% sure, stomach area, which is a blow. But how long that will be, I don't know. But I don't think he'll be fit for Monday.
And just a word on Torquay to preview that game. How tough a place will that be to go sort of 48 hours after this one as well?
Well, very tough, yeah, because, you know, they came here and they put up a good show. You know, they're probably in a false position. Well, they are, I think, you know, looking at their team and, you know, defending for their lives against 11 men. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, as we know. We just got to go there. And we know what we've got to do. I've told the players, we've got to win. As simple as that, we need to win.